Heartbeat Radio for Women, located in Central Florida and broadcasting to the world. Up next on Heartbeat Radio. Learn how to get the most out of your next vacation with Casey the Getaway Girl.
Good morning, Casey.
Good morning, Mary. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. We're going to talk about some travel tips.
Oh, awesome. I need these.
I know. You were just telling me you're going somewhere this summer, so hopefully this will come in handy.
Yes. I'm so excited. We're going to Italy. I can't wait, but I actually started making my we're not leaving for another 2 months, but I started making my list yesterday of what I need to pack.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You're always prepared. That's a good sign.
So I'm glad this is what we're talking about today. So let's get started. What's first?
Well, you know, everyone asked me, what are some of your secret travel tips that you found because you travel so much? And, you know, there's a couple of things, you know, some things are somewhat obvious that I always do, but some things, you know, I think are not so obvious. And one of the biggest things I tell people, especially people that are traveling with me, is to take your empty water bottle through airport security. You know, so many of us, you know, we have a water bottle with us, we go through security, and they just throw the entire bottle away. So, you know, just dump the water out because you can still take that bottle, the empty bottle, through security. And then when you get on the other side, there's always a water fountain by the restroom. So just fill up your water bottle because at the airport, water is like $2 a bottle.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Now, does that work for the, you know, like I always carry around a plastic refillable bottle. Can I take that through as long as it's empty?
You can, as long as there's no liquid inside of it. Awesome. So definitely do that. Take it through and then fill it up. Because, you know, especially as much as I travel or, you know, if you're with a big group, last time I traveled, I actually saw there was like a big family of like six, and they were all filling up their water bottles because, you know, if you buy water bottles for all six of them, I mean, that starts to add up, $12 a pop for, you know, just water before you even leave the airport.
And then, to throw it out and have to do, it's awful.
Exactly. And you're recycling if you reuse your water bottle. So exactly. I like doing that.
Great tip. I like number one.
Well, my other thing is I always take a pashmina, and I call it a pashmina. You know, you can buy them in the airports. You can buy them on the streets of New York City. But I like it because it's so multifunctional. It can serve as a pillow, which it has several times, a blanket, a scarf, a wrap. You know, there's so much that you can do with it. And for me, you know, I tend to get cold and then hot on planes. You know, they turn the air on and then off. So when I'm traveling, and even, you know, when I'm not on the airplane, it's a great thing to have. You know, you can wrap it around you for dinner, or, you know, if you need a scarf, you know, you don't want to mess with it falling off you, you can just tie it around your neck. So I definitely recommend taking a pashmina.
That's good. What do you normally wear on the plane when you travel somewhere?
You know, I have like, certain things that I just love to wear. Like, I have a really long dress that's really, really comfortable, and especially for those early morning flights, and the Heartbeat listeners can relate to this because they're all women. When I don't want to shave my legs at 5 o'clock in the morning, yeah. I just wear a long dress and just get on the plane and go. And again, that, you know, the pashmina can go with it. It's a dress that I can wear flip flops or wedges or heels with. So typically I wear flip flops. Then I also have two pair of skinny jeans that are really, they're really stretchy. So they're not the restrictive skinny jeans. They have a lot of elastic in them. Or a lot of give in them. So I like to wear those too because they almost function like leggings.
Nice. Awesome. So what else do you always pack with you?
I always take a bathing suit. And this is something my mom told me at a very early age. She's like, I don't care if you're going to Iceland, pack a bathing suit. And, you know, I went somewhere, and I think it was maybe Canada, and I didn't take a bathing suit. And they ended up having a hot tub. And I was like, you know, I should have listened to mom. I should always take a bathing suit. So, you know, wherever you go, you know, if you're going on a ski trip, you know, in the middle of January, chances are a place may have a hot tub. So take the bathing suit. You never know. And the worst thing, I mean, it doesn't take up that much space. So the worst thing is to get there and want a bathing suit and not have one. So,
exactly.
Again, not a big space consumer, so definitely take a bathing suit. And one thing I learned from a friend of mine who travels is to always roll your clothes. So don't fold them. Roll them up. I mean, of course, you got to fold them, you know, to start the roll, but roll them because it saves space in your suitcase and it also reduces wrinkles when you arrive.
You know, I had always heard that, And I'm like, it doesn't look like it really saves that much space. But then my boyfriend's most recent business trip, I was like, well, let me see. So I packed a suitcase how I normally would. And then I took everything out and I rolled everything and I put it in again. And I had all this extra room and I was like, oh my gosh, it works.
It really does work. I mean, it really does. And I was a little skeptic too. I was like, really? I mean, it's the same clothes. What difference can it make? But even if it just reduces wrinkles, it's worth it to me. Mm-hmm. So try it. Just like Mary did, and I promise you, you'll have more space, and you'll have less wrinkled clothes when you get there.
It's true. It's amazing. We actually shared a suitcase on a trip, which had never happened before.
Yeah, I probably couldn't do that with anybody, because I have too many shoes, but...
I usually have an extra bag for my shoes.
Yeah, oh, that's funny. The other thing I do before, you know, the trip, is I always post on Facebook and Twitter where I'm going. And, of course, not the exact location... not the hotel I'm staying at all the time, because, you know, you don't want people to show up and, you know, want to travel with you. But I just say, you know, I'm going to Maui, or I'm going to, you know, Puerto Vallarta, and to ask my friends and followers for advice. And I get some really great tips, you know, some things that I was already well aware of, but some things, you know, a really great restaurant or a really cool boutique or, you know, something like kind of off the beaten path. Mm-hmm. You'll find out from some of your Facebook and Twitter followers. So definitely mm-hmm. do that as well.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, and then my last tip, and this is something that I learned the hard way when I was in Europe this winter, is read the fine print. I was traveling from London to Dublin, and I found this great deal on an airline called Ryanair. It was like $100 for the ticket. I was like, this is amazing. This is $100 to get me from London to Dublin during the holidays. I couldn't ask for anything better. The fine print was that basically you could take a purse on the plane with you, and that was it. So you can well imagine I had a huge suitcase for 2 weeks in Europe during the winter, and I ended up spending $400 to get my luggage there. So wow. The luggage cost more than my seat on the plane.
Wow, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, so my fault. I didn't read the fine print. So, you know, especially when you're flying an airline that you're not familiar with. I was not familiar with Ryanair. I just heard it was, you know, a really good deal. Read the fine print, because they're going to get you somewhere, chances are.
Absolutely. So those are great tips for packing and for getting ready before the trip. But what about during the trip?
Great question. During the trip, one thing I always do, first thing I do, I get into my hotel room, unpack my suitcase so that everything can hang up and the wrinkles can fall out. And then I locate the hotel laundry bag, and I hang that up, and that's my dirty clothes bag for during the trip. So, you know, it's a place for me to just stick the dirty clothes. I don't have to worry about things getting mixed up. You know, is this dirty? Is this clean? And then when I'm ready to go, I just throw the bag in with my clothes. And it doesn't matter if it's with the clean clothes or with the shoes, because you have everything in the bag, and they don't intermingle with the clean clothes. So just one thing that I like to do. I think it just saves time for me when I get home. I just take that bag straight to the laundry room and do the clothes. So it worked out really well. Good time saver. And again, you don't have to worry about your clean clothes getting dirty, because they're with your dirty clothes.
Right. Exactly. That's a great one.
Yeah. And, you know, one thing that people are always doing, and I am always so scared I'm going to do this, is to leave items in the hotel safe, especially my passport. So I always place something important. Like, I figure out, okay, what am I going to wear on the plane on the way home? And I put, like, that pair of shoes on the safe or below the safe. So I have to go back in the closet and get into the safe or be reminded that there's something in the safe, because the last thing you want to do is leave a credit card or your driver's license or your passport, God forbid, in the hotel safe.
Oh, that would be, like, that's stressful just thinking about.
I know, right? So, and another thing people do, I don't know if you've ever done this, is that people leave their phone chargers plugged into the wall at hotels. And I've talked to hotels, because I've gotten somewhere and not had a charger, and literally they will bring up a whole box and say, well, if one of these fits your phone, you're more than welcome to have it. And it's a huge box of phone chargers. So after each use, I always just throw it in my suitcase. I charge my phone, and then I just throw the plug, you know, I unplug it on both ends and throw it back in my suitcase. That way, no matter what happens, it's going to be captured in my suitcase somewhere and not left in the hotel wall.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. That's the worst, when you get home and you realize you did that and you have to go out and buy a new phone charger.
Exactly. And hopefully you're home, because sometimes I just go from city to city, and then I get to the next city. I'm like, I have no phone charger. This is great. So, you know, then it interrupts your trip, because you have to go find a phone charger. something. So just always put it back in your suitcase. I mean, really, even if you just throw it in and it's hanging halfway out, at least it's in your suitcase.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big, big travel tip that a lot of people are guilty of doing. So I also like to take a lot of photos, and, of course, I blog and I journal about the trip, and I'm so grateful that I do that because, like, just yesterday I was talking to someone, they were going to Chicago, and I was trying to think of, you know, where I stayed and the restaurants that I ate at and the boutiques that the shopping area I went to, and I said, you know what, let me check my blog, and I'll send that to you so you can have all the recommendations. So, you know, obviously I do that for my job, but, you know, if you take a journal or just, you know, have some notes that you write down, it's so good to have that, you know, a year, 2 years, 10 years later, so you can remember some of the places that you went to. So if you don't want to do the whole journaling and blog thing, then just take a bunch of pictures. You know, take a picture of the street sign, take a picture of the store that you went in or the great restaurant, and that way you'll have it and you'll always be able to jog your memory.
Mm-hmm. I love pictures. Someone told me that when I'm traveling to Italy that I should bring an extra memory card because they're like, you're just going to take so many pictures, you're not even going to know what to do with yourself.
You should. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, pictures, you know, and my parents, you know, were never big picture takers. You know, some people are just born picture takers, and they weren't. So I really try to do that and take more pictures than I need because you never know, you know, what one little thing is going to jog your memory of this part of your trip. And, you know, 10 years later, you can transform yourself right back to Italy and be like, oh, my gosh, that food was so great. So a lot of people are like, Kissy, why are you taking pictures of your food? This is so good, and I want to remember it.
That's awesome. Oh, that's too funny.
And I talk to the locals a lot, ask them for recommendations. What do they like to do? Where do they like to eat? You know, a lot of times they have better advice than a lot of the travel sites or, you know, the travel guides. And they can tell you, you know, maybe there's a new place that just opened up that's really great, or maybe there's some place off the beaten path that doesn't do a lot of advertising, so tourists would not know about it. So, you know, your cab driver or, you know, whoever it is, say, hey, you know, what do you like to do? What's your favorite thing about living in the city? So you'll find out some really interesting things. I remember being in Austin, Texas, and we asked our cab driver what's his favorite thing about living there, and he said the swimming holes. I said, okay. Everything to do in Austin, Texas, you like the swimming holes. He's like, yes.
Oh, my gosh.
So anyway, some things are funny, but some things are very helpful.
Very nice. Any other tips for during your traveling trips?
Probably the last and the most important is stay open-minded, be flexible with your schedule and your plans, and have backup plans. I actually talked to somebody that did their honeymoon in Puerto Rico, and she said two of the days they were there, it rained. So, you know, they had all these plans to do zip lining and everything else, but they had some backup plans. So everything was still good. They still had an amazing time. They actually got to sit in the zip line a different day, but for those 2 days that they had earmarked for outdoor activities, they did find something else to do because they were prepared and they had backup plans. So you never know what's going to happen. And again, it's your vacation. So, you know, a lot of people go and they have to do this and do that and check this off the list, but be flexible and just, you know, stay open to anything. I mean, maybe the cab driver recommends swimming holes and you want to go check that out. So go do it.
I love it.
Have a good time.
Wow. Kissy, thank you so much for sharing these awesome packing and trip taking tips with us. I know it's taken you years of hard work to accumulate all of these.
A lot of research and a lot of lost phone chargers.
Where can our listeners go for more information from you?
For more information, go to my website, which is girlsgetawayguide.net. And there you can find me on Facebook. You can find our YouTube page. We have more tips on everything from, you know, staying healthy while you travel, everything. So girlsgetawayguide.net.
Awesome. Kissy, thanks again for joining me. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks. Have a great day, Mary.
You too. Stay tuned. You're listening to Heartbeat Radio for Women.
Heartbeat Radio for Women, located in Central Florida and broadcasting to the world.